Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome back to the show. This is Geography 101, and today we are traveling to a country smaller than Lake Michigan that was shaped the world more than just most empires. Switzerland, land of mountains, chocolate, and neutrality. But behind the postcards images lies on the most fascinating geographic stories on Earth. Let us begin. Switzerland is roughly the size of Vermont in New Hampshire combined, yet this tiny nation sits at the very heart of Europe, sharing borders with Germany, France, Italy, Australia, and let's say Liechtenstein. Did I pronounce correct? Well, five neighbors, four languages, and one identity. The geographic position has defined everything about Swiss history. You cannot understand Switzerland without understanding where it sits. The Alps cover 60% of Switzerland's total land area. These mountains are not just scenery, they are country's original fortress. For countries and centuries, invaders looked at those peaks and decided to go around. The geography protected the people long before the army existed. Mountains, Switzerland's oldest allies. Switzerland has no natural resources to speak of. No oil, no coal, no gold mines. What is water. And what it is was water. Glaciers, lakes, and rivers that cascade down from the high Alps. The water becomes hydroelectric power, and the power become industry. Switzerland turned geography into economy. It's learned to manufacture and what it could not extract. The Matterhorn is not a Switzerland's tallest mountain, but is the most recognized mountain on Earth. Its pyramid shape has appeared on candy bars, theme parks rides, and countless postcards. The Matterhorn straddles the border between Switzerland and Italy. But Switzerland won the marketing battle. Geography is one thing, perception is another. Switzerland understands both. Lake Geneva is the largest alpine lake in Europe, shaped like a crescent moon. The lake creates its own microclimate, altering vineyards that produce wine you have never heard of because of the Swiss drink almost all of it themselves. At the lake's western end sits Geneva, the global city of diplomacy and banking. Water connects everything in Switzerland to lakes, highways, borders, and identities all at once. The Jura Mountains in the northwest are older and gentler than the Alps. This is where Swiss watchmaking was born. These are isolated valleys where long winters forced farmers to find indoor work. The geographic accident created an industry worth billions. Necessity truly is the mother of invention. The Jura taught Switzerland practice and patience and precision. Switzerland has over 7,000 most of our small hidden valleys and carved by ancient glaciers. The water is so clean in many lakes that you can drink it directly. Switzerland treats fresh water as sacred, not infinite. The mindset is the real resources. The Rhine River begins in the Swiss Alps at the places called the source of the Rhine. From tiny springs, it becomes one of the Europe's great waterways, flowing to the North Sea. Switzerland controls the headwaters of several major European rivers, Such is geographic power that no army can match. Whoever controls the source shapes the flow. Switzerland has no capital city in the ways the other countries do. Bern is a de facto capital, but the Supreme Court is in Lausanne, and the parliament meets in Bern, while the central bank sits in Zurich. Power is deliberately distributed across geography. This prevents any simple city from dominating nation life. Decentralization is written into the landscape. Zurich is the Switzerland's largest city and its financial ending, but Zurich has only 400,000 people, smaller than Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the entire country has just 8.5 million people, fewer than New York City. Switzerland proved the size does not equal influence. Small can be powerful when organized well. The Swiss Alps contains Europe's longest glaciers. The Altes glacier stretching over 40 miles, but the Alps is sinking by over 30 feet every year. Climate change is rewiring Swiss geography in real time. The glaciers that built Switzerland's identity are disappearing. Future generations will know a different landscape entirely. Switzerland has 4 official nation languages: German, French, Italian, and Romanes. The languages follow geographic lines: German in the north and east, French in the west, and Italian in the south. Romance survives in the single remote valley in Eastern Alps. Language is geography spoken loud. Switzerland is a map of linguistic boundaries. The Gotthard Pass is the most important geographic feature you have never heard of. For centuries, this mountain pass connected northern and southern Europe through the heart of the Alps. Control of the Gotthard meant control continental trade. Switzerland built its confederation around its route, and geography created the nation. The Gotthard Base Tunnel is the longest railway tunnel in the world, stretching 35 miles through solid rock. It also 17 years and billions of dollars to build. Now trains across the Alps in under 20 minutes instead of hours. Switzerland literally moved mountains to connect its regions, and that is geographic determination. Switzerland has no coastline. It's one of the most landlocked countries in Europe, but it built one of the world's largest merchant fleets by registering ships under the Swiss flag for international trade. The country is divided into 26 cantons, each with its own constitutions, parliament, and courts. Some cantons are as small as a single valley. This extreme federalism means that the power sits close to the people. You cannot understand Swiss geography without understanding its political geography. The land shapes the law shapes the land. Ticino is the Italian-speaking canton south of the Alps. Walking through Lugano or Lucarno feels like Italy. Pastas, pizzas, palm trees, patellas are Swiss. The banks are Swiss, and the trains run on Swiss time. Ticino proves geography does not determine identity alone. Crosses mountains even when borders do not. The Swiss plateau between the Alps and the Jura is where most Swiss people actually live. This rolling farmland holds 70% of the population, only 30% of the land. The mountains are famous, but the plateau feeds the nation. Geography has its quiet workforces. Plateaus is Switzerland engine room. Switzerland has over 60,000 miles of marked hiking trails. That is more than one trail mile for every person in the country. The trails connect villages, peaks, and valleys into the national walking network. Hiking is not a village, peaks, and valleys into a national walking network. And of course, recreation in Switzerland is its citizenship. You can learn the countries by walking across it. The Rhine falls near is Europe's largest waterfall by volume. 23,000 cubic feet of water crash over the rocks every second. The sound of is defining. Of course, the spray is constant. Switzerland does not need the ocean to have dramatic water. The Rhine falls. Is it the inland roar? Is Switzerland or Switzerland sits on the boundary of Eurasian and African tectonic plates. The Alps are still rising about 1 millimeter per year. You are literally listening to a country still being born. More nations are static geography. Switzerland is active geography. The ground beneath your feet is moving. The Jungru region contains the most dramatic alpine scenery on earth. Three peaks, the Eiger, the Monk, and the Jungfrau, stand in the line against the sky. The Eiger north face on the mountaineering most dangerous climbs. People have died trying to conquer this geography. Beauty and danger share the same mountain. Switzerland has over 1,500 glaciers, but they have lost half of their volume since 1931. The melting accelerating. New lakes are forming where ice once stood. Switzerland is becoming a different country geographically. The maps printed 20 years ago are already wrong. Climate change is cartographer now. The town of Zermatt, at the base of the Matterhorn bands, internal combustion cars entirely. You arrive by train or not at all, the air is so clean. You can see stars the way your grandparents saw them. Switzerland protects its most beautiful place from its own success. That is geographic discipline. And Switzerland rivers flow into a different seas. The North Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, the Adriatic Sea, and the Black Sea. And a single country feeding four watersheds is rare anywhere on Earth. The Alpine water divided sends droplets in opposite directions. Geography is never simple in Switzerland. Every raindrop chooses a destination. The Engadin Valley in eastern Switzerland is home to Switzerland's only national park. Founded in 1914, it's one of the Europe's of. In the park, nature is left entirely alone. No logging, no hunting, no interference. Switzerland reserved its original geography as a reference point. This is the wisdom distinguished as conservation. St. Moritz is the same valley has hosted the winter Inter Olympics twice. The sunshine on St. Moritz over 300 days per year. The combination of mountains and sunlight created a winter tourism as well. We know it. Switzerland invented the mountain vacation. Geography became an expert and export product. The Italian border runs through the summit of the Matterhorn, or Matterhorn, one mountain's countries, two cultures. The Swiss side has better terrain or better terrain access. The Italian side has a better food. Neither side is wrong. Borders are agreements written on geography. Switzerland has learned to share its peaks. Switzerland has no significant mineral deposit, yet it became the world's gold refining capital. Over 70% of the world's gold passes through Swiss refineries. Geography did not give Switzerland gold. Geography gave Switzerland access to trade routes. Value is not found, it's added. Switzerland adds value to everything it touches. The Aar River flows through Bern. The city has turned the river into a summer swimming highway. People float downstream past parliament buildings and medieval flowers. The water is clean enough to drink. Switzerland does not fence off its geography. It lives inside it. Rivers are public life, not obstacles. The village of Gardien in the Eastern Alps has been continuously inhabited for over 800 years. The houses are decorated with sgraffio etched plaster designs unique to its region. Guarda looks almost exactly as it did 5 centuries ago. Switzerland preserves its inhabited geography as a living museum. Its history is not behind the glass here. Lake Luzerne is the shape like a cross, with arms extending in 4 directions. The lake's regular shape, the single power could control its shores. The geographic accident encouraged the early Swiss confederations. Lake can be borders, but they can also be meeting places. Luzerne is where Switzerland learned to unite. Lake Geneva's North Shore are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The terraces were carved into a mountainside over 800 years. Monks built these walls by hand, stone by stone. Geography does not have to be wild to be valuable. Sometimes the most important landscapes are made, not found. Switzerland has the densest railway network in Europe. Trains reach villages that cars cannot access in winter. The geography demands this infrastructure. The people built it anyway. Switzerland does not accept geographic limits as excuses. If the land is difficult, Switzerland makes the land work. The Bernina Express is a train that crossed Alps from Switzerland into Italy without using a single tunnel. It climbs to over 7,000 feet and descends through the landscape that changed from glacier to palm trees in 2 hours. This geography as Vienna. Switzerland turned transit into tourism. The village of Murin sits on the mountain shelf with no road access. You can reach by a cable, car, or not at all. The views of the Eger and Mung and Jungfrau are unobstructed and unforgettable. Switzerland has the entire communities living above the road network. This is not isolation, this is a choice. Lake Constance touches the 3 countries, Switzerland, Germany, and Austria. The borders are invisible on the water. You can swim from one nation to another without a passport. Switzerland shares its largest lake peacefully with neighbors. Geography teaches cooperation when nations let. The San Bernardino Pass connects the Swiss canton of the Graubünden to Ticino. The pass is open only a part of a year. Snow closes it in the winter. That seasonal rhythm has shaped trade, marriage, and languages for centuries. Geography is not static, it opens and closes like a hand. Switzerland has no national park system to match the United States instead. Its original parks, nature reserves, and UNESCO sites scattered across the landscape. Protection is local, not federal, that fits the Swiss character. Small units, local control, shared standards, geography, and government mirror each other. Switzerland's geography is not just where it is, it is what it is. A laboratory of coexistence. Mountains that divide also connect. languages that separate all sites. Rivers that flows the four seas remind everyone that nothing ends at a border. Switzerland is small but contains multitudes, is the message. So that is Switzerland, not just a chocolate and neutrality, but one of the most fascinating geography experiments on the planet. A country shaped by mountains, water, and stubborn will of people who refuse to be conquered by their own landscape. Next time you see the Matterhorn on the postcard, remember glaciers melting and the trains tunneling and the farmers growing wine on terraces built by monks 1,000 years ago. Geography is never just scenery, it is a story, and Switzerland has one of the best. So people, thank you for tuning in, and catch you next time. This is Daniel Lucas, and more to come, people. See you soon.